Dominic, it's a pleasure to have you on Ask the Builder. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing all right.
Thanks for calling.
Reason I'm calling is you were just talking about concrete and everything, and you brought up about, you know, when I got enough people finishing it. Well, we put the saw up in our driveway. Now we got, like, little cones here and there and little tips here and there. What's the best way to fix that?
Well, sometimes there's a difference between spalling and another concrete phenomenon we call pop-outs. And if you have a situation where you just have these individual holes that are about the size of a quarter or a half dollar, is that what you have?
In little spots, there's like almost like little cones and parts on some of the edges where some of the edges like kind of came off a little bit.
Well, here's the problem. If you try to just patch the little areas, and you can do that, almost invariably, you're going to see the patch because the cement that you're using and the sand that you're using to patch it with may not be the exact same sand and cement that was used when they poured the concrete, the original drive.
Uh-huh.
And believe me, the cement, the actual cement powder, it's different colors. I mean, it's not all the same. And then what happens if you just patch parts of it, you end up with a patched look.
Okay? Yeah.
All right, so it can be done. I mean, in other words, you can patch it, but just realize that once it all dries and it's all finished, it may not be the same color and it may not be the same texture. So that's why this concrete overlay thing works. And the concrete overlays can be as thin as a quarter of an inch. And what I mean by that is you're actually just putting a layer of stucco on your driveway. You know how the old stucco guys would put a stucco finish on a home?
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, that finished layer of stucco sometimes is only an eighth of an inch, maybe even a quarter, of an inch thick.
Yeah.
So if you took some coarse sand, and you took some cement powder, and you mix it up to a consistency that's very similar to the mortar that bricklayers use, and you imagine putting that down on your driveway, and if you've prepared it right, you've got all the dirt off the driveway, you've got the concrete moist, like you've dampened it a little bit, and you've actually, and the next step, the trick to making the overlay stick onto the concrete is to actually paint it with a quick layer of cement paint. When all cement paint is pure Portland cement, and you mix it with water into a slurry. And you actually brush that slurry right onto the damp concrete, and you immediately cover that with the stucco mix. Okay, you finish that like a regular driveway, and you cover it and cure it for a good 6 to 7 days, and you've got a surface that'll last for 30, 40, 50 years. I can actually prove it. You can come to my house and look at my concrete apron in the back of my house, and I accidentally got some stucco on it that I didn't know. And it's been on there now for 14 years, and I have on purpose not chipped it up because I wanted to see how long it's going to last on that driveway. And it looks now the same as it did the day it was put down.
Oh, that's interesting.
So I already know it works.
And that's fine for, like, driveway, for, it's not going to crack in on just a thin layer on top of the driveway.
Absolutely. You can get away with a layer as thin as a quarter of an inch.
Huh. All right. Thanks.
I've got all the instructions at the website. If you go there, you'll see it all. AskTheBuilder.com.
Okay.
All right, Dominic. Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.